Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The World Wheelchair Rugby Qualification Tournament is underway in Wellington. 8 teams have travelled to Aotearoa from around the globe for the first of its kind tournament held here. They're all competing for just 3 spots in the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. Yesterday was the opening day. New Zealand team, the Wheel Blacks versus the Netherlands. And now we're into the second day and checking in with event director, Dr. Catriona McBean. Kia ora, Catriona.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Hey, nice to have you on the show today. How'd it go yesterday against Brazil? Against the Netherlands.
Unfortunately, the Netherlands took the game out for us, Jesse. So that was unfortunate for the team. I'm just standing here courtside, so it's about to get really noisy. We've got less than 6 seconds on the clock. The Wheel Blacks have the ball, and hopefully, they just missed the try. Or did they? Wait for the referees. So half time here, Brazil is leading 24-20.
Wow, that's close.
And it is close.
I presume it's must win for the Kiwis.
We must win for both of them, but yeah, definitely for the home team, yeah.
Was that an upset for the Netherlands to beat us? I kind of assume we're the best of the world at all sorts of all forms of rugby.
Yeah, so coming into the tournament, the Wheel Blacks were ranked third for the tournament, and Netherlands were ranked eighth, so it was a bit of an upset yesterday.
In front of the home crowd too. Well, let's not focus too much on that, but still a chance we might beat Brazil.
Look, anything can happen in sport, as you know, and the game can turn around at any moment. So they'll have a bit of a half-time break. I'm sure the coaches are talking to both teams, and then they'll get back on for the second half.
What's the format of the competition? Is it a round robin, or how does it work?
Yeah, we've got two pools, round robin. Saturday is then the crossover, and Sunday is the final phase.
And this is a pretty big international competition. How did we get selected to host it?
Oh, it is big. It was an idea we had last year. We knew it was coming up, and so we thought we'd put a bid in. Unfortunately, due to the Auckland storms last year, Auckland weren't able to host it. So about June last year, someone just in passing comment said, do you think Wellington could host it? I said, yeah, of course we can host it. No problem. And so we had 4.5 months to turn it around.
Oh, gosh. That's the best way to do it, though, eh? Say yes and then work out how.
Exactly.
What do you need to prepare in terms of the you call it a field, yeah?
It's a court. It's basically a wheelchair basketball court. Wheelchair rugby is played on a basketball court, so it's a hard court surface. We did have our local venue that we use here in Wellington, Te Rapraha Arena, as our home courts for our home team. But unfortunately, there's no accessible transport in this country, mate. So the idea of transporting over 80 wheelchair users a day between accommodation and the venue made us have to reconsider everything. So a bit of an audacious idea. We brought a portable basketball court up from Christchurch, and we've laid that on top an artificial rugby field at the New Zealand Campus of Innovation and Sport up here in Trentham.
Can you just explain that again, what you've done?
So we brought a portable basketball court.
Yeah.
So a wooden basketball court
Got
up
it.
From Christchurch.
Yeah.
And laid it on top of an artificial indoor rugby field.
Uh-huh. Interesting. And presumably it's close enough to accommodation that that's no longer an issue.
It's about a 30-second roll from the accommodation.
Okay, cool.
To there. Yeah. So this is the world first doing this. No one else in the world has tried it before. So it was a bit of an audacious dream, and we had lots of amazing partners who have come on board to help us pull this off. And it's a beautiful sunny day here in Wellington, as it always is, and the teams are just having a wonderful experience. They're just loving the campus, loving the environment. It's very similar sort of feel to a Paralympic Games where all the teams are together in the accommodation and in the dining hall. Often when they have competitions like this overseas, they're all in different hotels spotted around the place. So it's very much more like a games feel to it.
Yeah. So friendly off the field and deadly competitive on it, hey?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we've had amazing support from the local community. We've just got about 120 school kids are just out on the lawn at the moment having their lunch. They just watched the first half, cheering the All Blacks on. So the kids are all wearing black, so they were saying, let's black out the stadium, yeah, which they have all done. They've just been wonderful support. The community, people have just heard about it and dropped in. And so the support for not just the World Blacks, but for all the teams has been phenomenal. As we know, Kiwis love sport.
Yeah, and kind of cool that people who aren't in Wellington can watch it on the internet. You've got a great live stream going.
Well, we've got live stream going across a number of different channels, and also it's actually being shown live on Sky Sports Select, and the New Zealand games are streaming live out of Sky Open. So Sky's come on board and, really supporting getting the broadcast of the sport out to the wider community, which is just amazing.
Now, we won gold 20 years ago. Is this a classic case of the rest of the world catching up with us again?
I think the story is that when we won gold 20 years ago, it was a new sport. So it was a very, very new sport. Mm. And everyone around the world has, developed and grown as the sport's expanded. One of the things that we notice here in New Zealand in the disability sports sector is that we have a small population. And so we don't have the depth of field that a lot of other countries have with larger populations. So that's good for society, but in terms of on the sports field, we've got a limited pool of people we can call upon.
Yeah, and I imagine hard to get good competition outside of Paralympic years too.
The team often goes to Australia and competes with Australia. There are world championships. They were in Paris earlier on the year with the Rugby World Cup. They had a wheelchair rugby competition parallel to that, which is great. So they do, but it's just, as everyone knows, not as easy to travel around the world out of New Zealand as it is just, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere.
Is it a good sport to watch?
Oh, it's a brilliant sport to watch, mate. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, if people think rugby is tough, jump on the internet or turn the telly on and look at wheelchair rugby. It's a different level. Yeah. It's a different level, totally.
Okay, what is the New Zealanders' pathway to qualification then?
So the team need to finish in the top three at the tournament to receive an invitation from wheelchair rugby to be considered by the New Zealand Paralympic Committee. So New Zealand Paralympic Committee has selection criteria, just like the Olympic Committee, of the minimum standards that we'll have for athletes going to represent us overseas. So they need to, if they receive an invitation, they then need to be selected by the Paralympic Committee selectors.
Okay.
So it's a twofold process. First get through these games this weekend, finish third, the country receives an invitation, then the country representatives, being Paralympics New Zealand, will then assess whether the team has met standard.
Got it.
Yeah.
And Catriona, as tournament director, is your hard work and stress mostly over once the tournament starts, or is it ongoing?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of, I'm now focusing on the pack outs. It took us 5 days to build the venue, and I've got 2 days to pack it out. So I'm now working on the pack out logistics. So getting glimpses of the game here and there from the office I'm using, but don't have the pleasure of just watching all the games, unfortunately, because my job's not going to be finishing until at least this time next week.
Can people come and watch?
definitely people can come and watch. We're encouraging anyone who's in the Wellington Hutt Valley area to come and watch. We've got limited seating because it is actually a training facility rather than a normal sports centre. So 300 spectators, but first in, best dressed.
Nice one. Really good to talk to you, and go the Wheel Blacks.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Dr. Catriona McBean, who's Event Director for the World Wheelchair Rugby Qualification Tournament. And we mentioned this yesterday, but if you're interested, on YouTube, World Wheelchair Rugby is the search, and you can watch that live. Second half about to kick off, probably not the right term, between Brazil and New Zealand.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.